Be scared, but not as scared as you've been recently. That's one way to read the message today from Homeland Security and the Attorney General. In what passes these days for a reason to heave a sigh of relief, our national terror alert has been reduced. We're back down to code yellow.
That's a drop of precisely one hue from code orange, a shade we cowered in for about 3 weeks. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said today the reduction in alert status doesn't mean the government had it all wrong these past few weeks. He credits the heightened security measures with possibly deterring terrorists. But he was still sketchy in explaining the alert status change.
The reasons for the alert going up and the reasons for the alert go down are based on intelligence analysts' review of a broad amount of information. They take a look at it and examine it in its totality then and make these judgments. So it's based on several different pieces of news.
Today's return to code yellow comes as a relief not only to private citizens, but to the officials charged with their protection. There's been a cost to cities large and small in terms of overtime and planning. Even a mid-sized city such as Little Rock, Arkansas, felt the effects of the weeks of higher security. Mayor Jim Daley.
When we went to the orange level, we had a number of streets that were blocked off around some of the federal buildings and state offices, restricted access points to those buildings. And so I think, you know, even if you were just casually driving around the city downtown, you would notice some difference. But once we move back to the yellow designation, well, these buildings are opened up and some of that security is reduced.
The retreat from Code Orange comes just 2 days before about 20 federal offices and agencies are set to be officially merged into the Homeland Security Department. On Capitol Hill today, several Democrats took note of the downgraded alert status and the impending consolidation. They had been early proponents of the new department, but now say it is underfunded and lacks focus. One of them, New York Senator Charles Schumer, berated the president for a lack of vision for the department.
We're at the level where we were when we were school kids, and they said, go under your desk, you know, when an air raid siren went on. We're a lot more sophisticated a society than that, but the system they have is so rudimentary and so unexplained that it doesn't do the kind of good that we need.
Democratic Senator Charles Schumer speaking today on Capitol Hill, a day when our national security alert status was reduced by one level. This is the second time the alert status has gone to orange and then back to yellow. And while this is an occasion for some relief, it is not at all clear. On the government's five-color scale, yellow still denotes a significant risk of a terrorist strike. Officials say Americans should remain vigilant.